This podcast and everything that is said throughout is a joke. Do not believe anything you hear. Do not rely on any statements that are made about any legal issues. If you have any questions or concerns about a legal matter, you should speak to an attorney. You must not mistake anything said to be the truth because any reference to the law, whether specific or in general, is often intentionally incorrect. Because as I stated at the outset, in my very first sentence, this is all a joke. If you had just paid attention earlier, this disclaimer would already be over, but I could tell you were only half listening, so here it is one more time. This show is a joke. Now please return to your naturally dull state of mind and enjoy the Office of the General Counsel. Right. Welcome to the show, Office of General Counsel. I am your host, Ed Coleman. You can call me Edward A. Coleman, Esquire. I'm joined, as always, by Ken Lucas, our intrepid producer.
Hi.
Hello, Ken. You look great. I want to thank everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you to you out there listening right now. Thank you to you. You're wonderful. Thank you to Ken for doing this hard work all the time. Thank you to me. Thank you to me for doing the show. You're welcome. So, good
You're
week
welcome.
So far. My week's been okay. I had mentioned a corporate casual. That's my band, Corporate Casual. We have a inter-office band here, and we had a show that was an unmitigated disaster, like start to finish.
I could have told you that.
Well, I have as the general counsel, I have the ability to gather like a department together for a meeting. So I did that, and we just had a I needed an excuse to have a show. So we rented a conference room, and it was really bad. People were fucking up their fucking instruments. Oh, shit, I cursed. You know, I get a bonus if the episode is not explicit, and I keep every single episode so far, I've missed that bonus. So this one, once again, no bonus. Okay, explicit. Sorry about that. But anyway, so the Corporate Casual Show, we had a couple covers to do. We were playing some Primus. We had some Metallica, some DMB, Dave Matthews Band, DMB. You know, just like a normal mix of super cool music. And it did not go well. But
was Rosie there?
Rosie was there, yeah. Rosie's, you know, didn't do a very good job of playing that instrument that Rosie plays.
I don't remember what it was.
I know what it is because I'm in the band. I just, and I'm sure what I'm about to say is exactly what I said last time.
I thought it
time.
Was an omnichord, but I could be mistaken.
No, Theremin plays the omnichord. Oh. I keytarred it up.
Theremin.
It was great. It wasn't great, though. But, you know, it's a learning lesson. We'll get better. Practice makes perfect, yada, yada, yada. Update on RICO. We thought we were done with this.
You know, did you RICO?
Right. The federal government was like, you guys might have RICO'd. And I was like, I asked every single person explicitly, did you RICO?
Nope.
And they all said nope. So I told the government that.
It's our bumper sticker.
Get this. They think somebody's lying. That didn't even occur to me. But the federal government thinks that somebody's lying when they said nope. So now I have to start this whole RICO investigation. I have to come up with another question. Did you RICO seemed pretty straightforward. It was the best way to get to the answer. But now...
Nope.
Are you RICOing now? Should I, like, put it in the present
have
tense?
You RICO'd?
Have you RICO'd lately? Mm.
Have you RICO'd? What have you RICO'd for me?
What is about lately? RICO? Like, just try to, like, confuse him? Just, like, ask a question that doesn't even make sense.
Come to Puerto Rico?
Fill in the blank.
Come to
Puerto...
Blank.
Huh? And if they say Rico, gotcha! All right. Well, I'll have to do some thinking on that. That's
good
a shame.
Luck.
It's a real shame. We have more cameras in the office. You know, Stanley Spiemer, the new member of the board of directors, he has a lot of power now. Stu, as we mentioned, Stu's sort of like been a little bit aloof lately. He's been extreme antiquing, but so Spiemer's kind of taken over and he's watching us quite a bit. There's like 7 more cameras in here now. It's, I guess the attention's nice, but it's a little...
Hey, Stanley.
Off-putting. Yeah, hi, Stanley. Freaking...
What?
Oh, hold on. It's cool. It's all right. It's all right.
Pretty good.
I didn't say anything. Son of a bitch. What?
Nothing.
Nothing. Let's see. Oh, this is sort of just for, I guess, employees more than the general public. We're having an organ donation drive here at Unwinnable. If you have any organs that you don't need, come to Unwinnable, go to the 8th floor. They have the Department of Charity and Pity, and you sign up to, you know, give away an organ. I went there, and I had a bag of hair, and I was like, here you go. And they were just like, what is this? And I'm like, oh, it's a bag. It's my organ donation. And they were like, this is not an organ. Hair is not an organ. And I was like, well, that's news to me. I apologize. I'll take back my bag of hair.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah. Well, what sucks is, like, you go to work and you're like, all right, I have to take on the train. I'm going to take this bag of hair, but at least I know I'm not bringing it home. And then I had to bring it home. You know, it's just like.
Guess that's better than toning.
I had planned on leaving it there. Yeah. Well, that's gross.
Yeah.
But a bag of hair seemed like, you know, you never know. I also need an excuse to get out of my apartment. Because, you know, you just, like, you have a lot of plastic bags in your apartment. A couple of mine were full of hair, so I need to get rid of it. Let's see here. Subpoena. The subpoena for the public telephone that's down in the basement. I had told Stu that I was going to fight it tooth and nail. And he, I guess, thought that was just like a euphemism. But I explained to him, no, like, literally, I'm going to fight it tooth or nail. Because I have like this genetic disorder where my teeth are the strongest part of my body, but I also can't make fists. So it's the only way I can fight is tooth and nail. It's the only thing I have. So, but I explained that to Stu and he's
cool with it.
He's happy. I think he's, you know, you have a tenacious fighter. Like, ah.
It's pretty savage.
If this comes at you, how would you react?
Scared.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I should do with the Rico thing.
Ah.
Rico.
Ah. Ooh, I gotta get a picture of that for the next sticker.
No photographs of me, please.
Ah.
I do keep promising to send out photos of this beautiful office with the crazy desk and everything, but
all the marble.
Keep forgetting. Yeah. Also, maybe we just
the tubes,
the pneumatic tubes that are throughout. Yeah,
it's cool.
I don't know. I'll do it today.
The
probably.
Juicer, huh? Mm. Have you been using a juicer? Thanks, Ted.
I have not been using the juicer.
Ted Goldman's the best.
Yeah, Ted Goldman's the best. Hey, I'm Ted Goldman.
Hey. Not supposed to make fun of anybody.
I know, I'm sorry. Just that guy gets my goat. Okay. So, last week we had, I apologized to the guy from the Department of Maniacs. Now I have to apologize just that they're not a department, they're a ministry. There are 7 ministries at Unwinnable. The Ministry of Maniacs, the Ministry of Memoranda, the Ministry of Meteorology, the Ministry of Meat, the Ministry of Musicals, the Ministry of Meatballs, and the Ministry of Merchandise. Those are the 7 ministries, and I did not know that. I don't know if they're like on a hierarchy. They're better than departments. It sounds better than
a supplement to your contract.
You know, you keep. I'm done reading. I've read so much. The contract was...
It's like taking tests.
Exhausting.
Again. I don't know.
Yeah. I can't do it anymore. Don't tell me there's
Maybe
more stuff to
Maybe when you get
read.
that librarian with the archive in, you know...
Yes.
Knows.
I do have to get into the archives. Note to self, archives. You know, I probably should write down just more than one word at a time. Sometimes I look back and I'm like, what does that say? The other day I looked at my notepad, it just said grunkle on it. What is that supposed to mean? I had no context. Grunkle. So, anyway. Okay, so we're going to have a guest soon coming on. Our friend Dave. Hmm?
Hmm.
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 You got a problem with Dave? You love everybody that works here. You even like Ted Goldman.
Oh, Ted's my boy.
I know.
Well, I love everyone that works at Unwinnable.
I hope there's no tension. That's all I can hope.
You know, I guess you can't get along with everybody.
Everybody says Dave's so nice. Well, I guess we'll see. All right, fine. Well,
maybe,
take it easy.
You might like him. I don't know.
Well, just he's a guest. He's a guest on the show. Please, this is unprecedented. Unprecedented.
It's not like I'm going to cut his mic off.
Whoa. Brandishing.
All right, well, we'll take a break and we'll get him on the show.
Yeah, you know, you could put the, I don't know, why'd you take that pocket knife out of there? That seems pretty,
Nah, I'll put it away.
Yeah, it's a little aggro here, man. Okay, so we're going to take a break. We're going to have Dave on. That'll be fun. And, yeah, come on back after this brief, stupid break. Sparesquace is back, and they have a host of new professional apps for you to use at work. Sparesquace has the new BitBot, DigiLoader, Truth Tracker, the Quantix Accelerator, and the Slappy Appy. It's the app that makes you happy by delivering your coworker a digital Slappy. New apps from Sparesquace. Okay, welcome back to the show. I'm sure that was a great product, so buy it. They sponsor us. It's where we make all this money, this oodles and oodles of money, these buckets of money that we have.
They're great.
There are literal buckets of money, by the way, in the office.
Love Sparesquace.
Oh, is that? Yeah, Sparesquace? Yeah, Sparesquace.
I love them.
I got my Sparesquace right here. Ching. Great. Welcome to the show. Dave Trainer. Dave, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, man. You're mellow.
Mellow yellow, man.
I see you all over the Unwinnable building all the time. And I was wondering to myself, what does that guy do?
You know, I get that question a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to answer it.
Okay. That's fair enough. I mean, somebody asks you what your job is. You can't really. No, but I did, you know, he watches people a lot. And I thought maybe he was just a creep, but he's not. It's part of his job. He is a monitor here at Unwinnable, is my understanding. I looked at your personnel file, so I saw that you're a monitor, but you're kind of like a sketch artist, and you kind of just like draw people. You're watching them to make sure they're working, but then you also kind of sketch them all as proof, I guess.
I like to draw people to remind myself what was going on when I was drawing them. So when I look back at it later,
you'll know. That's what that's what was happening.
Precisely.
Well, that's interesting because the one that you gave me was, so like there I am in my three-piece suit, but it's kind of like a caricature and I'm skateboarding. So like, it, you know, like it's kind of like a fun, I get the big head, little body on a skateboard.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
I drew you in a four-piece suit, actually.
Right,
I gave
yeah.
you an extra piece.
Yeah.
I felt.
The under cummerbund, yeah, like a yes. cummerbund.
I felt that the three-piece suit was understated, and you needed another piece to really bring the drawing together. I used a second set of charcoals that
Whoa.
Day.
Oh, getting behind the curtain, sort of like a...
For the new piece,
The
yes.
process.
So,
Wow,
yes.
for that... I have... Oh, Ken, please. Oh.
Sorry.
This is an interesting look at the process, that what happens here. People, first of all... Unwinnable is, this is the only office that has cameras. I apologize for the cameras in here, Dave, because it's not usually, what you know, you're not used to this. That's why you go around and draw people, because there's not monitors.
You need a coffee machine in here.
I like the cameras. It allows me to view the videotapes later.
Oh.
And then I freeze frame some of those tapes, and I'm allowed, by looking at them, to draw new environments, which I was not allowed access to earlier.
So you review videotape of me working and then draw them again. Is that a hobby?
It's one of my many hobbies.
Whoa. Tell us about all your hobbies or some of them.
I very much enjoy mowing the lawn.
Okay. Yep.
I have a vast collection of mini CDs that I like to listen to.
Hmm. Great. That's mini it. CDs, those are my hobbies.
That's it.
Can you do them at the same time by any chance?
I don't like to cross.
Oh, yeah, one at a time. You know, separate your milk plate from
I
your
I don't
meat.
Like to mix.
Yeah, sure. And, yeah, you're a purist. I like that about you. Oh. Whoa. That's a Stu alarm. Stu.
I've been here for 5 minutes. Your alarm's broken.
Oh.
Seriously, you didn't hear his ice jingling?
No, I didn't even notice him there.
Hi, Stu.
Hey, Stu.
I kind of get blinders on now when I'm talking to the... Stu, you'll notice that I'm much more pleasant with the guests now. And I kind of focus on the person. It helps to, like, look at them. Because before what I was doing, I would interview people like this. And, oh, you can't see what I'm doing. I'm being very rude. I'm showing my back to Dave. And I don't do that anymore. Now I look at the person.
He's been better.
See? And so I didn't see you. That's why I didn't see you there.
That position allowed me to really focus on drawing faces more. I was better at drawing the backs of heads.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You just kind of pick a color, I guess.
Yes.
Brown hair. Whoop.
Once you turned around
and
started facing
You were like, oh, shit.
I had to learn how to draw faces.
Oh, crazy. Wow. Interesting.
Because when you walk around the office, you see a lot of people working. You don't see the front.
They're not looking at you.
They're not looking at you.
They're doing what they're doing.
And I don't like to interact with people very much.
Sure.
You know, go up and tap them on the shoulder.
Oh.
Tap.
He was just demonstrating a tap, I think.
So it was just a slight.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Sorry.
This podcast does have an ask before touching policy. We do ask each other before touching.
Hence why I only draw people from behind.
Right, well, yeah.
You can learn a lot from the shape of the back of a man's skull.
That's true.
Well, like, what do you mean? Like, spiritually or something? Or is like a...
Yeah, so where's Ted Goldman? I thought he was running this podcast now.
No, Ted Goldman
Tell me, Stu. I want Ted here full time.
No, Ted Goldman is not... this is not his podcast at all.
Supposedly Ed read his contract.
I did read my contract. And standards of practices, I got 2 extra listeners. We had 7, we have 9.
You haven't gone to the archive or the cave?
No, the cave is, it's I'm done with it.
Really?
The cave was going to help me get this freaking seat on the board of directors, but Stanley Spiemer took that for himself because he's a son of a bitch.
You want to keep the Grunkle in the cave. It has to have work.
Grunkle. Hold on. Remind me to ask you about that later, Stu. Grunkle. I'm just going to write Grunkle Stu. That'll help me.
With my secretary. It's fine.
Grunkle Stu. All right. Secretary appointment. Right. I'm just going to write Grunkle Stu for now. I'll remember what it means later. Oh, back to Dave here. We're being rude to our guest.
Yeah.
Who is... you've been. I see that you've been drawing Ken
this
whole time.
You know what's weird? I haven't heard the tubes go off in a while. Are they clogged?
Don't... If I pull back... If I turn around and there's a clogged pneumatic tube behind me, I'm going to flip my shit, Ken.
I haven't heard the slaughterhouse sounds either.
Well, that's a whole other... That I don't care. That I'm fine with.
That was the thing with the don't... What was it,
anyway.
FDA or,
the USDA would be...
USDA.
And don't draw me without permission, trainer.
We do have a no...
OSHA.
Oh, Jesus.
OSHA. Safety.
OSHA, yes.
Yeah, they shut the slaughterhouse down, so...
Oh. I didn't know. I wasn't...
I thought you were working on that, actually.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me just write down. Check to see if I was working on...
You're supposed to be in court tonight?
OSHA. Nope.
Before that?
I got that kickback a couple weeks.
Huh.
I was busy. Now, back to Dave and what he's drawing of Ken here. Ken, you're like on... Look, it's like a little rodeo. You're on top of a bucking bronco here. But you got your headphones on, because you're producing. He's captured that, you know. It's actually a very good likeness of you.
I like to keep things light.
Yeah.
I like to
make it fun.
Bring in something that's not what you would think of something when you see somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I wouldn't think cowboy necessarily for Ken.
No, absolutely not.
No,
farthest
nobody.
From Ken.
Yes.
I also want to think of a merengue dancer.
Oh.
So just in case you have a
next time.
Second one.
I could work with
the
that.
The other one I was thinking.
Oh, he's adding like a merengue frilly shirt right here to the cowboy, so it's like a mix
of
the two.
It's a double theme. It's great.
Yeah,
I was also thinking mermaid on a rock sunbathing.
Oh. I could get into that.
I think that's more Ed style.
I would look good with like two shell bikini bra thing going on.
Coconuts.
It's
a very flattering look.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm thinking of what I would look like. Like that, and I thank you for, you know, saying that.
Well, you have a strong upper body.
I'm not really sure about the whole fish torso.
Fish bottom, yeah.
I think that you're more of a hula skirt guy. I think that would really kind of bring the whole look together.
I'm open to that, too.
I can add a hula skirt.
Cool. Over just a fish bottom.
This is getting weird.
Nah, I think that makes it weird, man.
Oh, if it was a hula skirt over the fish bottom?
Yeah, like...
Like, why would a fish wear a skirt? Hmm. These are all good points. I don't know. I thought we were, you know, spitballing ideas for the way that Dave can draw me in a caricature next. All right. I apologize. Let's get back to
creates a conversation.
So, how long have you been at Unwinnable, Dave, doing this work?
Seventeen years.
17 years. Great. 17 years.
Wasn't Trant here 17 years?
Trant was here 17 years as well, which is funny. I think he revised that later, after talking about the space time continuum a little bit. He's a weird guy, but that's a long time to be here. What's your favorite part about working at Unwinnable?
The people.
The people that you don't like to interact with.
Exactly.
Do you prefer the backs of their heads or the fronts of their heads, faces? You know, if you had to pick which one to draw, faces or backs of heads, which you prefer?
They really complement each other when you add the front to the back.
Do you ever do both, side by sides?
Never.
No?
No.
Because, like, who's that person? If you're facing me or you're looking at, like, are they twins?
It makes it too easy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
When I show a picture of somebody from behind, it generates a conversation, much like, who is this?
Mm-hmm.
What do they do?
Right.
Why are they here?
Why aren't they looking at me? When you
show them from the front, it's just like, oh, I know that guy.
Right. I know why they're here. I get the whole thing.
I ask that a lot about my employees.
Yes. Why are they here?
Exactly.
Stu's always looking at his rosters of employees. He's got like a... It's almost like if you walked into a detective's squad room kind of thing. He's got pictures of employees all over the one wall, ribbons around, you know, going from here to there.
A lot of red string,
circling one, like, why are you here? Like, really big.
It's your photo, I mean.
Yeah, I got moved over, though, a little bit, I think. I got moved over from, why are you here, to, when does he leave?
It's almost like a Hall of Fame.
Yes, a Hall of Fame. That's probably why it's up there. Those pictures are there because Stu's like, look what I've assembled. This magical team, like the Bronx Bombers from 1927.
It's quite breathtaking, like the 86 Mets.
Metropolitans.
I can name most of them.
I don't watch sports.
I doubt that you can name most of them.
Neither do I.
Stu thinks he can name most of the 1986 Mets.
I believe him.
Well, you're just going to leave it at that then?
He's the boss.
Hmm. Fair enough. I think he's lying. Just between you and me. I think he's lying. Dave, you could get in on this if you want.
He can probably take all.
Talk.
Yeah,
talk.
Yeah.
He thinks that.
Whisper. He's lying. It's a secret. Have you ever drawn a caricature of Stu?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have. Interesting.
He's very strong. He's on top of a mountain.
Mm. Hmm.
And there's gale force winds behind him.
How did you draw the winds? How did you depict the winds? Like swirly swoos, like swirly cues?
I actually put the wet paint onto the canvas and then threw it out the window.
Oh, let nature do it, sort of, you know?
Exactly.
That's kind of a nice, you have a good spiritual connection to your work. I like that.
It makes it organic.
Cool. Well, I guess I'll see you tomorrow when you come in and, you know, do another caricature tomorrow when I'm working to make sure that I'm working properly.
Another sleeper show.
Would you stop insulting the show and don't insult our guest? This is the first guest that I've genuinely liked, and you're insulting him.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up with. Oh, sorry, Stu. You know, the present company excluded, obviously. You know, you were a great guest. Everybody loves it when you're on the show, Stu, because they can't hear you because you're off mic. So, you know, this guest though is my guest, and you're being rude. And I'm sick of you saying that this show's sleepy.
I don't understand, Ken.
It's really upsetting.
I thought we were friends.
Anyway, why don't you give this guy some prizes?
Oh, yes. Oh, whew. Dave, you are here on a lucky day because we have a new segment that we call Ken's Showcase Showdown. And you're going to get to pick from a variety of prizes.
Excellent.
So, do you want what's behind door number one? Mm-hmm. Or what's underneath this box number two here?
Hmm.
Or what is inside this tank of black water?
Mm.
That's number three. We'll call that number three.
Excellent. This is a tough choice.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy the way in which these prizes are presented.
I cut the numbers out and put them on the thing. So
I think I will go with the black water.
Oh,
good choice, Dave.
All right, let me roll up my sleeve here. This is gross. Okay, I'm going to reach into this. Ew, it's gross. I'm like swishing around here. All right, let me pull this out. Ken, tell him what Dave's won.
Now let me just press the tape here.
Yeah.
You've won Del Amante canned fruit cup from 1978. That's right, this is authentic canned fruit cup from 1978. Came from a special episode of The Price is Right. You've also won an asthmatic lazy girl reclining love seat with plastic cushion covers for a retail value of $300. That's not all. You want to know what else you won?
It needs to know.
Very much so.
You won a swing bicycle from 1984 with Ladybug Deco. Remember, everyone's a winner at Ken Showcase Showdown.
Congratulations, Dave. You get all this stuff. I don't know why we... Why do we put the fruit cups in the black water? He gets all this other stuff. Why do I have to even reach into this black... Well, all right.
I don't know. That's what they send in.
Fish tank. It's really small.
The swing?
Yeah.
Yeah. The swing bicycle in the black water was a surprise.
It was really surprising.
I can understand the size of the can of fruit. But
the recliner
the
made sense, but the bicycle was out of bounds.
The recliner was...
just what they send over here.
Yeah, hey. Well, that's why it had the plastic covers on it, though, so it's probably
I'm not
still
affiliated
fine.
With this. It's just named Ken Showcase Showdown.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you had something to do with it.
No.
Weird.
Just named Ken Showcase Showdown. They send ads in...
He's the only one I've ever met,
not
though.
Many, but there is more than one.
Ken Jennings from Jeopardy.
I
just thought of one.
Ken.
Oh, so you've known a Ken. Well, you were cheating, though. You knew
was
Ken
handsome?
Personally.
Was he handsome?
He looked like that guy from 30-something with the mullet and the beard.
Is that good? That doesn't sound good.
That wasn't really good.
Does Ken Jennings really have his own
curly mullet.
Giveaway?
His name is Timothy Busfield.
Maybe.
Probably.
Anyway,
congratulations.
Congratulations on all your...
Thank you.
Yeah, you have to bring this around the rest of the day, I guess, with you. But you can ride your bike, I suppose.
I'll ride the bike around, and I'll probably eat the fruit. The chair I'll save for later. That'll be a good drawing chair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe you could leave it here, and you could just sit in it tomorrow when you
possibly
come by.
I'll put it in Ken's office.
Life. What's that?
I'll put it in Ken's office.
Still life.
Still life.
It's staining the floor.
Yeah, that's definitely going to ruin these floors. Well, I actually have them... buffed and sanded and polished once a month, so at my own expense. I like to walk around with no shoes on, and I like it to be on slippery floors, a little risky business, take those old records off the shelf. Anyway, I want to thank you for listening to Office of the General Counsel, where you can subscribe to our show, tell your friends about it, subscribe to Unwinnable Monthly, read it.
Very important.
Yep. And generally, thanks again. Thanks for listening. Go around and thank everybody. Thanks, Dave, for coming by.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate
for having
it.
Me.
Stu, thanks for creeping up on us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Ken, thank you for producing. And again, I'd like to thank the listener for listening. We couldn't do it without you. Well, we could do it without you, but it'd be pointless.
Thanks to all my fans.
And finally, and most importantly, once again, I'd like to thank myself.
More thing.
Oh, what?
I was feeling a little hungry. Dave, you interested in some Chinese food? Because, Ed orders it for everyone in the building.
I'm sorry.
I love Chinese food.
What's your favorite Chinese food? Maybe we'll make amends over
what
some
do you want?
Chinese food.
You want some?
I love BLTs.
BLTs, okay. I'm going to write down BLT.
Stu, anything?
It's the first BLT.
I'm waiting for Ted Goldman. Where's Ted?
He's no longer with the show. Do you want something, Ken?
Egg drop soup?
Egg drop soup? You got it.
I mean, seriously, I only came down here to see Ted.
Me too. Egg roll?
Oh, and an egg roll, okay.
And I'll take a fried egg.
Just a fried egg.
On a plate.
I have plates here, so maybe I could just... They could deliver it the way they want. I'll
Excellent.
Plate it for you.
And make sure they put duck sauce in this time.
Duck sauce.
And an almond cookie?
And an almond cookie.
Almond cookie?
Sure.
Two almond cookies.
Looking for Ted Goldman. Where's Ted? What have you done to Ted?
I don't know where Ted is. I don't know what Ed has done to Ted.
What did you do to Ed? Ed?
Guys, thanks for listening. Come back and listen to us again next time.
I gotta go text Ted.
Bye-bye.
Wasted my time.